You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good. Feels good. Welcome back. It is a tasty Thursday, and I have a new Makan Kaki. He is the winner of MasterChef Singapore Season 3, Jonathan Chew. Hey.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Now, let's get down to knowing Jonathan the person. A little fun here. I'd like to know, what was the first dish you ever cooked? And how old were you? And was that dish a success or fail?
I think when I was 7 years old, I'm pretty sure it was just an omelette.
Wow.
7 year old me thought that it was amazing. But I think looking back, I think it was quite disgusting. Because I was the only one eating it, you know. My family refused to eat it for whatever reason. But it looked great in my memory, though. It's better now. My omelette cooking skills have improved.
Yeah, I would think so. Winner of MasterChef Singapore Season 3. I think you've definitely improved leaps and bounds since your 7-year-old attempt at an omelette. And don't they say that cooking omelettes, especially when it comes to classic French cooking, that is truly the test of how skillful you are when you're an apprentice chef. They get you to cook omelette after omelette after omelette. Omelette in order to perfect it. So, wow, even as a 7-year-old, you started with one of the most technically difficult things.
I'm pretty sure I was cooking like the Thai style kind of omelette, not the French kind. Yeah.
Anyway, kudos to you. You started young, 7 years old. I think the first thing I ever cooked wasn't even really something that required any skills. It was instant noodles. So, you're definitely one up on me. Do you have a culinary hero by any chance?
Growing up, my cooking inspiration mostly comes from like my mom or my grandmother, simply because back then you don't have things like social media. You can't just like search a recipe that you want to make, you know.
Yeah.
Because my grandmother's like, my mom's like Teochew, right? So we had a lot of like Teochew food. Like she loved to make braised meat, braised duck, fish soup, that sort of thing. And you know, she had this particular emphasis on always getting the ingredients from the wet market. You have to go earlier, the ingredients are fresher, you can bargain. From there, I learned the importance of like, you know, getting quality ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
I do see like why going to the wet market is better, but personally, I just can't wake up that early lah. It's not for me, you know, it's a bit tough, but if someone's willing to get them for me, then yeah.
New generation lah, we're all about the supermarket, huh?
I think you can just like order. I'm sure like some wet markets do like e-delivery and whatever.
So. Yeah, they do. I mean, everyone's jumping on the technology bandwagon. So your culinary heroes really are the women, the strong women in your family who you watched cooking growing up. I understand that your grandma was a hawker.
Correct. She used to have like a kway chap store with braised meats. That's why she loves all her braised meats and stuff. It's essentially a very simple dish, but it's so flavorful where like you can just have it with rice. And it's so amazing.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of like that dish. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure they're so proud of you. What was the first thing that they said to you when you won?
Okay, I was watching the finale with my parents. And then, honestly, because the scores were so close, right? I was like, guys, I think I'm going to lose, lah. It's gone, yeah. And after that, I found I was the winner. And then we all like, yowt, lah. And I lost my voice. It was like quite exhilarating. That was a moment. It was like winning the lottery, you know, like that sort of thing, yeah.
I mean, when you first heard it was you who won, when Bjorn said, "I give you a 9 and congratulations," you were like, what?
It was so stressful, right? On screen, I think like my mind blanked out for a bit. Then I had like to process like, oh my god, that just happened. So I think my facial muscles had lower reaction time or something like that, you know. But when I watched it on TV at home, right?
Yeah.
Then I was like hugging my pillow and then I threw it out and I yelled.
How special it is to have been able to relive it again. Probably because it was so overwhelming. You have hazy recollections of the actual moment until you watch it play back before your eyes on TV. Oh, by the way, if you're listening right now and you would like to catch up on that finale, which was super exhilarating, as Jonathan mentioned, or if you want to catch up on anything you've missed, the entire season is available on demand on MeWatch or MediaCorp Entertainment YouTube channel. It is really worth watching Jonathan's journey from the start to finish. You'll see how he's developed for that penultimate moment when he won. Let's move on to another question. Do you like to listen to music when you cook, or are you the kind that likes complete silence because you need to focus?
I like to listen to music when I cook. Do you know that Spotify has like a lot of cooking playlists?
Yep.
I love it. You can just vibe along to the music and just do your thing. MasterChef Kitchen is different, but when I'm cooking at home, I don't really like to like use my brain much. I like to just like follow my instincts and just like go at it. So
That's what you want to do if you're cooking at home. It's not about the precision or the pressure. It's about just relaxing into it and just enjoying it for the sake of the actual activity with no real end goal in mind. No one's pressurizing you. And I think that is part of the joy of cooking. Oh, would you disagree?
I would say that usually when I tell my family, okay, I'm going to cook dinner tonight, we end up eating at like 9 p.m. because I took so much time. Yeah.
I see. So in the end, it's because you've put the pressure on yourself because you promised your family something spectacular.
Yeah, correct. I guess MasterChef made me realize that I can cook quite fast if I wanted to.
It's a total different ball game when you're in a competition. Correct. Look, you can cook whatever you want. If you're a great cook but you have all the time in the world, do it. You can take 12 hours. You can take a whole day. But when the timer is on and you have an hour to produce perfection, that's when you really have a testing of your true skills.
Right.
And I'm sure that's come in useful now. In terms of your timekeeping, you're probably like brilliant at it now. So if you were a song, what song would you be and why?
It's kind of cheesy, but the only thing in my head is The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm not someone who gives up easily. I don't really get put down when people tell me negative comments nowadays. In fact, right, I feel even more motivated to prove them wrong. So I feel like I can relate to the song because I'm a very determined person, and kind of when I hear the song, kind of imagine like a journey up like a mountain. It's tough, it's tiring, but you will get to the summit one day.
I mean, you've already peaked one summit, the MasterChef winning summit. I'm sure there are many more mountains to climb in life, but I think you're going to be able to scale greater heights. So my final question for you is the fantasy dinner party scenario. I always ask all my makan kakis this one. So if you were throwing a dinner party, you had to cook for some people, who would you invite? What would you cook and why? And because this is fantasy, it could be anybody, dead, alive, fictional, whatever you want, celebrity, non-famous, up to you. Fantasy dinner party scenario. It's your party. Go.
Well, if I were to have like my own dinner party, right, I wouldn't even have real people. Just like my favorite characters from like movies, but they're not the actors and actresses that play them. They are just like in character. And then say the tea party scene in Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yes.
And then if I were to be like, can you pass the salt? And then Cheshire Cat would be invisible, and then he'll carry the sword, and it will be floating.
You've got a very visual, cinematic imagination. I can see your dinner party happening. So what would you cook? I mean, what would be on your menu?
If we were to go along the lines of my ridiculous fantasy dinner party, right, it would be equally ridiculous as well. I want to do like a dessert tea party. And you know those kind of dessert that look like one thing, but then it's not. That is the kind of thing I want to be able to do someday, like to be able to fool people into thinking that this looks like a regular red apple, but then when you crack into it, there's like a cake or that sort of thing. I think that would be super interesting. If I were to achieve it someday, I think that'd be super cool.
I think so too. I mean, definitely, it's always very exciting, very whimsical. It's a wonderful experience when, as a diner, you're tricked. It's an optical illusion, and then also your taste buds get fooled. You think you're going to eat something savory, it turns out to be a dessert, or vice versa.
All right.
I hope that one day this fantasy dining scenario happens, and I hope you'll have space at the table for me.
I'll definitely send you an invite. Don't worry.
Thanks, Jonathan. So we've been talking to the winner of MasterChef Singapore Season 3. He is Jonathan Chu. Once again, congratulations. And I want to say thank you so much for joining us on Gold 905.
It's been great fun talking.
Oh, great. I've had loads of fun talking with you too. And all the very best,
Thank you so much.
Hey, help me out with this puzzle. The clue is a location that all new homeowners should visit.
New homeowners. Aha, it must be the Furniture Mall at 10 Toh Guan Road. A one-of-a-kind, one-stop destination for interior design, furniture and furnishing.
Oh yeah, they have monthly promotions, free gifts and lucky draws.
They also house 30 stores and over 50 brands.
I'm going there with my wife this Sunday. Where is it again?
The Furniture Mall is at 10 Toh Guan Road. See you there.